This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to the Team Builders Podcast. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate engagement events every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build stronger teams, you are in the right place. And as always, I am joined today by my two wonderful colleagues, Jerry and Stephen. How are you, gents?
Fantastic, Jonathan. Excited to be here. Brought my best self and my 100 calorie breakfast.
Oh, that sounds very small. It's like a grape.
It is expensive and it is small.
Both. But it's going well for you.
It's going well for me.
Stephen, how are you keeping?
Jonathan, a bit disappointed in myself. I've got no product placements to say today, but that doesn't matter.
Oh,
come on, lads.
Always gets it in there. Gents.
What's the one?
Yeah. So, gents, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump straight into today's topic and something I read online just recently about how leaders might be so willing to share the process rather than just their vision or outcome. So, basically, why teams can potentially work better when they're leaders show their thinking, for want of a better word, not just the final decision, not just saying, this is how it is, folks, go do it, and then hide away behind the door. They kind of are open and honest and show that there can be a way to achieve things and ask for that kind of guidance and assistance from their team. So a little thought to kind of kick us off with that there, that leaders are usually great at sharing their outcomes, but sometimes teams and the teams that are working for those leaders don't necessarily connect through the outcomes alone. They want to learn by seeing the process and being part of it, I guess. In this episode, we're talking about this idea of building out loud, the idea that leaders share how they think, not just what they decide. While showing the working, even when it's messy, it can build trust with the team, allow teams to feel engaged and collaborate with the work and really, you know, bring people along the journey, not just say, this is the destination you need to get to. So hopefully that kind of sets the scene, gents. Going to get some of your thoughts on that. So Stephen, I'm going to come straight to you to kick us off. What happens to trust when leaders share their process openly?
I think with a lot of the events and a lot of the clients we've worked with over many, many years, people understand it's a work in progress. And whilst the vision might be conquer the world, be the very best you can be, that has to be broken down incrementally into small measurable changes and small measurable wins. A few losses along the way as well. That's the risk you have to take with taking opportunities. The best teams that we've seen have exemplified that is that the leaders in the room understand that it's all about taking those opportunities, making small gains in the team and showing people that their value and their input is implicit within winning and a winning attitude and a mindset. And with the sort of events that we've run throughout the UK and beyond with very successful teams, real people showing up, unfolding their arms, trying their very best, and let's see what happens as a result of it. And we always get rewarded with the pump up at the end of it that they've achieved something. And yes, we know that that doesn't necessarily have a direct correlation with their business. But if they take that back into the workplace, then that will have a correlation to at least a boost of success and that they've bought into the company's strategy plan, communications, et cetera, for however long that lasts for.
Jerry, what's your thoughts around this kind of mindset, you know, thinking out loud, or, you know, does it help strengthen leadership or kind of undermine it perhaps?
Firstly, I think it's fair to say, depends what type of personality that leader is.
Yes.
And how much confidence they might portray and feel. Sure. It can be, you know, difficult if you don't relate to the team and then you're trying to overshare.
Yeah.
Because they might lose confidence in the position where the company is in. I also think it's fair to talk in circumstance. Is the business winning in that moment? Is it losing in that moment? Do they need to keep that to themselves to keep the team secure in their thought process? So as difficult a question it is, I think putting all that into one...
It can be circumstantial.
Yeah. But I do think it is better to share where you're at and what you're thinking as opposed to be second guessed. So if the business was in difficulty, it is best to say the business is in difficulty. We're taking these steps, which include the, you know, A, B, C, and from you, we need this, as opposed to people coming to work and thinking the ship is sinking. Because at least in a battle, you see the war in front of you. So I would be a firm believer of using it at the right time, in the right place, but having that ability to use it.
I think it's also to help encourage those team members that are looking to their leaders within the business to, you know, not, I don't mean to say not worry, that's wrong to use, but be willing to make mistakes and to be willing to give it a go and have be part of the decision-making process. And again, I think if it's this kind of very guarded environment, people can often get worried about, oh, I'm not finished my work yet, or not about like the work scale, but like the project they need to get to over the line.
Yeah.
So I think there's an element of showing that it's okay to not know exactly where you're at with something at the moment, and empower people to go, okay, here's where we are today. What do we need to do? And let's do that together. I think there's a, you know, there's a bit of a context.
It could be perhaps as simple as like one of your team members double guessing what you think of them.
Correct.
And of their performance. And you pass them every day and it's just radio silence, if you like.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're open and above and say, I don't particularly enjoy this aspect of your job or your output, and vice versa, that can open up a whole new world of success, I would think.
Stephen, what's your thoughts on, you know, we want as much openness from our own teams, you know, from, let's say, from bottom up as possible. Is that something that you're keen to encourage within a business environment? And is that something like, should the leaders show the way in that respect?
I think what Jerry said about, you know, the individual is very important, and that everybody thinks differently. Some are optimists, some are pessimists, some are pragmatists, get the job done. I think from my perspective, you've got to kick the ball from where it is, not from where you want it to be, and you've got to try. You've got to work hard at things. You've got to focus on your unique selling points of being the best at what you can be, whether that's local, national, international, whatever it may be, and really knuckle down and, yeah, be honest, as Jerry said, be honest and be open about what is necessary for this period at this time. That doesn't mean it has to last forever, but it could just be a focal point to get through a particularly tough time. All companies face tough times in their growth if they want to carry on being successful.
Would you see it as a powerful move or an empowering move, perhaps, for a leader to say, you know, listen, team, this isn't finished yet, but here's where we're at with it. Would you think that would be motivational to a team or inspiring to a team?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I think we need to manage the mistakes. Being open isn't always about mistakes, it's about where the ship is going, you know. I say ship, that's one of our...
Yes, principles,
Line up the ship and off she goes. So if the team are aware of the destination, we're going to hit different storms along the way. So I do think you have to be open about that and let them know. Otherwise, they will second guess why you're asking. You know, perhaps you've asked, how is this month's figures looking? And the person you're asking is already under pressure and they're thinking, are you blaming them? And a whole of that, whereas you were just trying to find out the information, so perhaps you could be a bit more open with that. So walking into that room again, we're so many percentage points down. I've been thinking about this opportunity somebody's offered me. I'm trying to decide whether to do it or not. Could you bring me up to speed on where we're at with the figures? That's probably a better way to do that scenario.
Yeah.
And we don't often think like that. We just, as leaders, sometimes we're in fixed mode. So you're just banging through and meeting heads of departments everywhere going, give me this, give me that, give me that. And they're all thinking, why is this? What's happening this morning?
Did you
woke up with a bear with a sore head or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes good sense for sure. Stephen, maybe just to kind of link this or take this into some of what we do as a business and the businesses that we work with, how do you feel that team building experiences can create safe spaces for teams and leaders to practice this sharing of process and to, you know, not just focus on finished results and, hey, this is what we resulted in, like, this is how we got there and this is how we're going to get there?
I think some of the events that we do, maybe people wouldn't be in their natural comfort zone to do them, but they feel comfortable working with their own teammates. And I think if you were introduced to them just on a piece of paper and say, we're going to play in a 42-piece orchestra, would frighten the bejesus out of them. And they'd think, that's not for me. But when they actually experience that and they get involved with it and participate and understand that their small contribution makes a massive difference, then they feel a huge buzz and a huge reward from it. And it would not be something in their top 100 things that they'd want to choose to do. And that's massively rewarding for us, and that they've overcome some fears, which have probably been in their own head anyway, and they've achieved something they never thought they could have done, and they would have thought you were crazy to have introduced to them as an individual. But as a team, they all get a win-win process from it. And that's been, we've done many events like that that have had, a big upside for us and for that team as well.
It's funny, isn't it, just thinking about some of our recent experiences or, you know, experiences working with so many different companies and different leaders, managers within businesses over decades now, how people react differently, particularly from those people in leadership roles. You know, they sometimes question, oh, should I be involved, should I not? There are some leaders that are straight in there and they don't even question it. You know, it's interesting how people really do place, particularly when we're working with them in that you know, out of the work context environment. Yeah. Yep. And that's obviously part of what we do and why we do it, to take them away from the working environment. So it feels like a safe space to explore new ways of working or team working and those kind of things. You know, it's interesting how so many people look at it differently. I don't know if you can talk about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the experiences we do involve a quick choice, which can be seen as a mistake in that moment because you get less value for what you chose to do in a limited time. So it's amplified.
But the choice had to be made.
The choice had to be made, yeah. So a lot of people are afraid to make it because they will be seen as the person that orchestrated the disaster of the team.
Sure.
Whereas what we're trying to, what they should be trying to promote is the action of making that choice to bring that to the table. And then as the other team, their action is to contribute to that choice. Because I think a leader can only suggest and then the team do. So I guess it does also depend on how you run your business. But we had a guest recently, Gordon Wilson, and he had suggested let the team decide, let the team make up their decisions. If it's a board, let them bring the choices to the board, and then the board will look at the choices and then they go and execute their own already choices, if you know.
Yeah.
I thought that was profound to listen to him say that and think, oh, that's a clever way to think about it. It's almost like over-involvement, but if everyone is involved in the decision-making process, then it's everybody's decision.
Yep.
And nobody's sitting across the table from you going, well, you sit in your own soup now.
Yeah.
You know, inside their head, they're like, I told you so, I told you so. And then they just totally are, it's like talking to a wall.
Definitely, there's an ease of buy-in, you know, and there's an opportunity for everybody to go, okay, well, we were all part of this, so let's go.
Yeah, what are we going to do all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. So if anything, if people are listening now thinking, should they show them more choices, should they show more, then that's the reason why they should. Because there'll be less closed doors.
100%.
Yeah.
And again, that's a mindset. You know, we have been in situations where we've presented to a client and perhaps they've been potentially a little bit negative about the word team building, and they've been there with their folded arms. And we've said, okay, why don't we just have fun? We actually deliver the same activity. It's just a different mindset.
Yeah.
Rather than team building, they're already a team, probably successful, but let's have some fun. And people love to be rewarded by their company and just have a little bit of fun. And again, sometimes a penny drops at them thinking, if I brought a little bit of that communication, leadership, planning, structure, et cetera, working more closely with my teammate, maybe we could be slightly more successful back into the workplace. And it breaks down a lot of those barriers that you can't do sitting around a table talking about strategy, planning, communication. It's the real deal. It's at the cold face.
Yeah. Well, listen to Stephen and yourself, and I actually, you know, have my own personal views. It there's perhaps no right answer to this question, Jonathan, but there's probably a good way or a right solution for that situation. And more often that is going to be share what's required in order to get the team on side to deliver what's required in that moment.
Couldn't put it better myself.
That's what a calorie deficit does.
That's what a calorie deficit
keeps you sharp.
No, I totally agree. And I think, I think that the, you know, points that we discussed today really does make sense in that respect. And to be able to think, you have to make different choices at different times, and how you portray yourself is so very important as a leader. So yeah, great thought, Jerry, to wrap us up today. So that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much again for listening to us on the Team Builders podcast. For myself and my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, we wish you all a very good day. And if you'd like to check out any more insights, ideas, or inspiration on how you can make your team thrive, head to check out our Team Challenge Company website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk, or give us a follow on social media so you can hear more of these episodes next time. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again on the Team Builders podcast. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders podcast.